We're on Chafam and Aleph at the bottom. Omer Rabbi Yochanan ben Dahavoy. Arba Dvorim Sochuli Malachi Ashoris. It seems that doesn't mean actually the angels, but it was a kinui for Talmidei Chacham. Four things was I informed by the Malachi Ashoris. Chigrin Mitnei Mahavion. Why are people born lame? Mitnei Shehofkim Eshulchanim. Because the parents were hofecha shulchanim. So Shaila, what that means. Three different pshatim. One is that the husband and wife change positions, and the husband is on the bottom and the woman on the top. But it's all in the makum, the regular makum hatashmish. Or that they're mishamesh panim keneged oref. Right? With, again, the woman on the bottom, but the husband, woman face down. And also the makum hatashmish. And the third shita is that it's bia shlo kedarka. Okay. Ilmim mitnei mahavyan. Why are children born mute? Mitnei shemenashkim aloso makam. Because they kiss that place, meaning the makam ha'er. Chershim mitnei mahavyan. Why are children born deaf? Mitnei shemesaprim b'shas tashmish. Chershim means also deaf mutes. Because the husband and wife speak the wrong kind of things, b'shas tashmish. Sum mipnei mahavyan. Why are children born blind? Mipnei shemistaklim ba'osom makom. Because they look at the osom makom. Rashi. Shehovkim panim keneged oref. Sheboim al nishoseim shelo kedarka. So Rashi learns that it's talking via shelo kederech. Okay, and okay, we'll see what the other side, if it's mutter or not. Okay, shehovkin shulchanim, he lamala v'hu lamata. And here Rashi says that hovkin shulchanim means that they change positions. And instead of the man being on top, the woman is on top. Okay. V'ragmar says v'raminu, shalu es ima shalom, mitmei ma bonecha yefeifim biyosir. They asked ima shalom. The real name was Shalom, and Imma is like Mrs. Gveres Shalom. So they asked her, why are your children so handsome? Amr Lohan, Eino Mesaper Imi Lo B'tchilas HaLayla V'Besof HaLayla. He doesn't, he's not, Mesaper over here is a Lashon Ma'alya. He doesn't have relations with me, not in the beginning of the night, not in the end of the night. Ela B'chatzos HaLayla. Mamish in the middle of the night. We'll see 1 second what the mile of that is. Kshehu mesaper megala tefah mechav. And when we have relations, he, what's it called, uncovers a tefah and covers it immediately. In other words, he doesn't expose himself more than necessary. The doma alav kemisha kafal shade, and the whole mice of relations is done very quickly, like he's being forced by a shade. I do it like this, I shouldn't build up my taiva and look at other women. And I'll end up having mamzerim because either I'll live with other women or that I'll have in mind other women when we're living together, and we'll see that's also considered a pagam. So you see over here that you could talk. Rashi, Eino Mesaper, Eino Meshamish. It's a Lashon Ma'al, he doesn't have relations. Megala Tefach Mibigdo, Machasa also Tefach Mibeged. Shalo. V'chein Osat Shiovo Aleha. He uncovers a Tefach from her Beged and covers it up with a Tefach of his Beged. They ask him here, the Gemara says that if somebody says that I can only have relations clothed, we force him to give a divorce. So it's mashma that here they have had relations clothed. So the Pashup Teretz is that the woman gave permission. Right? With permission, but both of them want, that's okay. And others hold that it's talking over here and not been a mamish a beged, but like a nightgown or what, something like that, that's very flimsy and as much tsanu as they could be, they were. V'doma kamisha kafo shade, shebo eleha bekoach. V'doma kamisha shade kafo. It's like he was forced to do this. The Isti Amri Shemiskasek Kulo Ka'odam Shemfachid Min Hashed. Right, he was dressed just like a person who's afraid of a shade. He, what's it called, covers himself over. Okay. Lokasha. Since he uses the lashon mesaper, means that they talked during tashmish. The Gemara says it's people who talk during tashmish have children that are deaf mutes. The Gemara says depends what you're talking about. If you're talking about mile de tashmish, that's okay. Stam to talk is derech pritzus. To talk about something else b'shas tashmish, that's not proper. Rashi, no Rashi. Okay, Amr Rav Yochanan, Zu Divrei Yochanan ben Dehavoy. This, which we said that all these things are aser, that's the words of Rav Yochanan ben Dehavoy. Aval Amru Chachamim ein halacha ki Yochanan ben Dehavoy. The Chachamim said the halacha is not like Yochanan ben Dehavoy. We'll see in 1 second if all the things that he said are just some of them. Elakol Mash Adam Rotsa Lasos be Ishto Osa. Person has a right to live with his wife any way he wants. Marshal a Boser Habomi Beis HaTabach. Person buys a piece of meat from the butcher. Rotsa Lachlo Vemelech Ochlo. Wants to eat it with salt, he can eat it in salt. Sli Ochlo, he wants to roast it, he can roast it. Nevoshal Ochlo, he wants to cook it, he can cook it. Shaluk, he wants to overcook it, he can. Vechein Dag Habomi Beis HaTzayot. Person brings a fish home. Do what he wants with it. So therefore, the halach is not like Rav Yochanan and Davoy, and all the chora, all those things that it says were aser, are mutter. What are those things? To be mistakel bo samakom, menashek bo samakom, and hofech es shulchano, the chora, all of them, pashtis, are mutter. Omra Neymar, man malachi asharis rabbonim. Who are these malachi asharis, first of all, that Rav Yochanan and Davoy said? They are the Rabbanan. The Tema Malachi Ashoris Mamish, Amai Omer Rabbi Yochanan Ein Halacha Ki Yochanan Davoy. If Malachi Ashoris Mamish told him, why isn't the Halacha like him? Why Inu Biki B'tzura Savlat Tvei. Right? It's not because the Halacha is like the Malachim more, but because they know what the inner workings of the Bria are, which we're not aware of, and they know what caused these things. So it's talking Rabbanan, so they're no more Bekiyim than other Rabbanan, and therefore the regular halachic parameters exist, and the halacha could be not like Rabbi Yochanan ben Davoy. Why would the Talmidei Chacham call Malachi Asharis? The Mitzayne ki Malachi Asharis. Rashi, the Mitzayne Sha'atufim B'tzitzis. Right, wear, what's it called, their tzitzis, their atufin the tzitzis. Talmidei Chacham sit and learn. When they're covered with their talis, they look like Malachi Ashoris. Okay. Hahida asai lekameh de Rebbe. Omra lo Rebbe, orachti lo shulchan v'hotcho. A woman came to Rebbe to complain about her husband. She said, I prepared shulchan for him, meaning I prepared myself to have relations, and he turned it over. Omra lo abiti torah hitiroscha. Torah is matir to do that. Vanima esalecha. Okay, so now again here the shaila was, what exactly is hafichas hashulchan? So we said there were three different pshatim. So if it's talking where it's b'makom hatashmish, just a change of position, right? So okay, so Torah is matir. But if it's talking b'yishalo kederech, then lechora it's zerah levatola. So why should it be mutter? So here again there are a few different terutzim. Some Rishonim say that it's talking without Hotzah Zerah. That's Mutter. Right? Just the action itself is Mutter. In Chanami, it can't be Motzi Zerah. And others, the Tosis says in Sanhedrin, that even with Hotzah Zerah Levatol is Mutter, it's not called Zerah Levatol. Zerah Levatol, Tosis says, only where you intend to be Mevakel the Zerah, that the woman shouldn't get pregnant. But if that's not the intention, the intention is because you want to have relations like this. Right, and it's normal. It's an abnormal, but it's a normal abnormal way to have relations. Then the akroi, meaning that you don't do it all the time, because you do it all the time, obviously you don't want the woman to get pregnant, but you do it once in a while. Just lemali tavoso, Tosus holds his mutter. Ahida asayla kamei derav, amrlo Rebbe orachti lo shulchan v'hotcho. Same maisa, same different woman. Omar Maishnoa min biniso, so he said to her, like a fish. Torah gave a person ki ikach ishisha, that he can take her, just like you buy a piece of meat, you buy a fish, you can do what you want. Then legabe, can't do anything you want to your wife. Plagabi having relations, that's the prerogative of a person. You can't force her to do things she doesn't want to do, but that's mutter. Okay, velosis, let's see Rashi till here. Binisa dag, sheyochel ochel kamo sheyirtza. Binisa is a fish, you can eat it the way you want to. Okay. Velosis suru achri levadcha, mikan omer rebi, al yishte odam bekoze, v'yitein eino bekoze achir. Person shouldn't have relations with his wife and be thinking about some other woman. Omer avina lo nitzrucha, ela dafilu beiz nosho. Even if they're both his wives. He shouldn't have kavan on a different one of his wives when he's living with the other one. Kol shekein, somebody else's wife or some other woman who's not married. Ubarusim ikem hamordim v'haposhim bi. I will separate from you those that rebel against me and sin against me. Omer of Levi, elu b'nei tisha midos. These are children who were born with 9 problems that the parents had when they had relations. B'nei osnas mishagach. What is that? B'nei Ema, where the husband intimidates the wife and forces her to what's it called, to have, well, not force her, but threatens her. See Rashi. B'nei Osnas Mishagach Simenu. Okay, so the first one is B'nei Ema. B'nei Anusa, where he actually forces her to have relations. B'nei Snua, he hates her when he has relations. So they asked Lechara, Leah was Snua. So Reuven was a B'nai Snua. So there are many things. One teretz is, it doesn't mean she was hated, just that he didn't like her as much as Rachel. She considered that being hated, but Yaakov didn't hate her. So therefore Reuven wasn't B'nai Snua. B'nai Nidui, if the husband is in Shant and Cherim, and he has relations with his wife. B'nai Temura, right? B'nai Temura is, he has 2 wives, and he's thinking that he's having relations with one when really he's the other. B'nai Mariva, they have a fight, middle of a fight. Doesn't hate her, but they're fighting. B'nai Shikris, they're both drunk. B'nai Grusha Salev, he intends to divorce her. But, you know, might as well live with her until he does that, but he's decided to divorce her. B'nai Arbuvia, right, where it's not clear what's it called, he lived with somebody and he's not sure exactly who. B'nei Chatsufa, or a woman who's a Chatsufa, who, what's it called, who demands relations verbally. Let's see Rashi till here, then we'll see the finishing. Snua, Shalibo Alcheres B'shas Tashmish, Va'amru Kishibo Aleho Labia Gemurahi, Hoel Val Kach Soma, Elekiznus B'almahu. Since he hates her, he's thinking about somebody else, so it's like he's just mizana with her. B'nei nidui shabal b'nidi ubo aleho misaberes hemenu. The husband is b'nidui, and what's it called, and he lives with her anyway, and she gets pregnant. They ask on the what we said before, that haficha shulchan. Yes? No. Okay, let's go. B'nei tmura, sheyesh lo beiz noshim, ukesover lovo alzu b'bo alacheres. That's one pshat. That he living with the woman he doesn't think he's living with. Loshen acher b'nei temura shu sover lova al isha cheres v'nimtza shehi ishto. He had intention to be mezana with somebody, turned out to be his wife. Ukrovim lamzeres sharim iskavim leniyuf. His kavana was leniyuf, so it's korav lamzeres that the child, at least the kavana, is a child of znus. B'nei Mariva, Shemeshamish B'Mariva. They're fighting at the time of the Bia. B'nei Shikrus, Shemeshamish B'Shikrus, to be also La Bia Gemura. Elakabia's no, same thing. He's not Machavin for anything, they're drunk. So the relations are like Znus. She'ein Meskavin El Lebo B'Alma. B'nei Arbuvia, Shebo Al Isha Achas Bein Hanashim, V'ein Yodu Al Eza B'en Bo. Istam, what's it called? To live with a woman, he doesn't know we live with Bechlau. This woman lived with a lot of men and you don't know who made her pregnant. Then Yodua ben Mihu. Loshan Acher ben Erbuvia, Sofik ben Tish Larishan or ben Shiva Lachron. She got divorced or her husband died and she didn't wait 90 days to get married, and we're not sure therefore now is this pregnancy from the first husband or the second husband. Okay. So the last one was Bnei Chatzufa. Eini v'omer of Shmuel bar Nachmeni, omer of Yonason. Kol Adam she'ishto tovah, so havin lo bonim shafilo bedoro shal Moshe Rabbeinu lo yukamosam. She'nemer hovu lochem anoshim chachamim nevonim. Uksiv o'ekach es roshe shivteichem, v'lo ksiv nevonim. Right? It doesn't say that he found nevonim. So in time of Moshe Rabbeinu, there weren't nevonim, but somebody whose wife a wife is toveah him, she demands relations, then the children come out nevonim. Uksiv yisachar chomer gorim, because that's what Leah did. Leah told Yaakov, you're with me tonight because I bought you with the dudoyim I gave to Rachel. Right? And what did she have? Yisachar. Who is by Yisachar Ksiv? Mibnei Yisachar Yode Bin Oleitim. So Mar says Ahi Demaratzi Arsuya. It doesn't mean she verbally says. Leah didn't say what's it called verbally that she come live with him. She spoke to him in endearing ways that gave him the impression that that he's supposed to live with her. But then she didn't come out right away and say have relations with him. That's Bnei Chatzufa. Rashi. Yisachar chomer gorim li Yisachar shenolet also chamor shal Yaakov rochev sheponi lo aleya. Right, the chamor led him to Leah's tent. Demratzoy atzuye ena tovas v'peh. Doesn't mean she demands verbally to have relations. El demratzoy kamei maralo mitok dvarecha kigom Leah demahi nafki b'nei malya. Like Leah, she didn't come out right away and say that what's it called have relations with me, but she implied from the, what she said or whatever that was the intention. Okay, so there, after all of this, la halacha, right? What's right? And shonim kadmonios wasn't that much of an inyan, except maybe privately or whatever. But today, with so many bali tshuva, these are shailas that come up all the time. People had other lives and they got used to things or whatever, and for Shalom Bayis purposes. So the Rambam paskins taka, like it says over here, like not like Rabbi Yochanan ben Davoy, koma shodam rotzalasos beish to ose. And that is mashma that you can do anything, right? It's menashek boso makom and hafichas hashulchan hiulamala. All the things that it says that Rabbi Yochanan ben Davoy said not. That Lechor is okay. The Ramah also paskins like that. The only thing is that there are poskim who say that it doesn't include everything. It includes just the change of positions. But Mistakel Bosomakom and Menashik Bosomakom, those are still Osir. Lehalacha Lemaisa heard from Eliyoshev that all these things are not Osir per se. They're not Kedusha. And they're not nice, but they're not awesome. So if it's a matter of shalom bayis, a matter of that the people do worse surim, if you're not matter them to do these things, then all these things, like the Pashas and the Rambam and the Ramah, are mutter. Right? But you should try to encourage people to be more kedoshim and not resort to what for sure is not the chatchilah.